under sea level, and it's a very planned city where the drainage system doesn't work alone. You need to pump the water so that you can move the water far away from where the people are staying. We just put all the sensors around the places which were appointed as the dangerous places. And we also have some equipment which are staying in the house of our members. So they use their own power and they take care of it. So we as city council just pay the bill of the power or the bill of the water when it's needed.
You say that the Beira is vulnerable to floods.
Yes.
Now tell me, how does this flood warning system work?
We have a coastal sea, so when it's raining very hard, the waves are also high.
Mm.
So it means that the down places will be full of water. So it means that the rain must stop first and the waves must come low so that the water in the land can go straight to the sea. And it takes long time sometimes. It can take hours.
Mm.
So these sensors are all fixed in the channels. Inside the town, we have a lot of channels. And we have put it already the levels. So we know that from that level, in each kind of channel, when the water is closer to that level, the sensor starts. And the local community, they are always in touch with all the radio system, the community radio system, and the national radio system. So they have their own cell phones. They just make a call, and they announce what's really happening. And the guys with megaphone, they start moving around, announcing the people, telling them that be careful, in the next few hours, something may happen. So be prepared.
Also, communication plays a very important role in this.
It's very important communication because the man who makes the control of the sensor, when it starts ringing, he must be able to communicate everybody. But before it rings, he must move out and let the people know what's happening.
And I understand that the floods usually happen at night. Is there any particular reason why they happen at night?
Yeah, usually because of the weather system. Most of the heavy rains happen during the nighttime. And also the strong waves happen during the nighttime. It doesn't mean that it can't happen during the daytime. It also can do.
Right.
But usually most of the problems happen when we are sleeping. So this is the problem which we're facing.
Now tell me, Mr. Mayor, have there been casualties in the past, people who have been killed or maimed as a result of floods in Beira?
Yes, it happened about 5-6 years ago. So what we did is first we came up cleaning all the channels. So the channels now are looking very clear.
How many people has Beira lost to floods? How many people have been killed in the past?
I'm not very sure, but I can tell you that if they're not killed straight by the flood, they're killed by cholera. Because when it rains, the water takes their own level. All the latrines will be underwater, and people, especially in poor places, they'll start drinking that water, and it gives cholera. And cholera has killed a lot of people. More than 1,000 in the past years, people were died because of cholera.
What lessons can other cities in the world, or in Africa in particular, learn from the experience of Beira?
The first experience is the local government must be committed. The local government must live with the people. The local government must understand the way how the people are staying and take it as experience as their own life, as themselves are also living with the people together, so that they can understand and find the language to talk with the people, so that the people can understand that if there's putting any kind of equipment to control the flood, we mustn't damage it because it's our own benefit. And also, the local people must believe that if they stay with any kind of equipment, they must work for others. So the local community, the local authority, and the local chiefs, the traditional chiefs, must all of them work together as one person. It is the easier way to make the things going very fast.
Or the connection between local government and the people.
Yeah, it's very important, the connection between the local government and the people. The commitment of the local executive members, they must feel that I'm also staying in that vulnerable place. You must have this commitment as it is me, it's not him, it is me, and I want to survive my family. What must I do? So this kind of achievement, this kind of believing that it mustn't happen with them as well, it mustn't happen with me. Let's keep all of us safe.